Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
In the past year, we've talked on this show to numerous musicians and other performers who saw their incomes plummet when large in-person gatherings were canceled last spring. And it's not just people on the stage who saw a significant loss of income. The ones working backstage and behind the scenes also took a huge hit.
Lighting technicians, sound engineers, I mean, these people, it's difficult to make a transition into another career. In fact, that's what we're hoping that with these grants that we can help them along till we can come out of this pandemic so they don't have to leave the industry.
The effort has already raised more than $20,000 for lighting designers, stagehands, promoters, and more. And on March 12th, it will release its most elaborate plan to help yet. It's a 90-minute virtual event called Keep Live Alive, and the trailer promises a spectacle of music, interviews, and fun.
Up a ramp, onto the stage, and then all of a sudden there's 44,000 people and I'm going, I'm out of gas, in the first song.
The first real gig I ever played with REO Speedwagon was at the Kiel Auditorium. And we had an opening act that night. We're thinking to ourselves, man, who are these jokers? Turns out it was the first tour for a band called Boston.
That the venue was gonna be, had 85 degrees, so no one had clothes on, just me and James.
One of the most beautiful stages in all of America, the fabulous Fox Theater.
Well, here I am on one of the most recognizable stages in St. Louis, the stage at the Riverport Amphitheater, but really, it's the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
It feels so good to be back on the stage at the Pageant, a world-renowned venue right here in St. Louis.
Behind me is the stage of the biggest musical outdoor theater in all of America. This is the Muni at Forest Park.
And that is the trailer for Keep Live Alive. Joining us now to talk about it is Greg Haglund. He's the co-executive producer of Keep Live Alive St. Louis. Greg, welcome.
Thank you, Sarah.
So, Greg, this special was produced by St. Louisans for St. Louisans. What first brought it together?
Well, I'm a member of a board called St. Louis Classic Rock Preservation Society, and we would normally hold a big fundraiser via a trivia contest every November. And, of course, last November it was canceled, and we began to put together some thoughts on how we could still help St. Louisans and many of us on the board, a couple of us on the board, myself included, are in the entertainment business. And we came up with the idea of Keep Live Alive St. Louis, which would be benefiting those that have been furloughed and laid off and sidelined during the pandemic that work in the live entertainment space in St. Louis.
And the focus is on the behind-the-scenes folks. Why them?
Because they're the ones that have been hurt the hardest. Mm-hmm. It's really... You start to look at how many people it takes to put on a concert. The checklist is the same. If it's Busch Stadium or Del Mar Hall, you still need ticket takers. You need wait staff, bartenders, sound technicians, lighting directors. The list is endless in terms of the amount of people. In fact, in the special, there's Pat Hagen goes over the number of people just to produce a show at the Pageant. Can be upwards to 90 people on the payroll, both with the band and with the building. That's a lot of people that have been affected by this pandemic.
Yeah, and you're a part of this scene. You've produced everything from U2's Super Bowl halftime show in New Orleans to corporate events, and you promote concerts at River City Casino. What was going through your mind last March when everything started shutting down?
It was unreal. The last show I saw was Dave Mason at River City Casino on March 1st. And when the pandemic initially was starting to creep into the news and into our lives, you know, we all thought it would be a couple of weeks of a delay. 2 weeks turned into 2 months. 2 months is turning into its second year. It was very scary in terms of, again, as promoters, we feel a responsibility to all these people that we've hire and contract with and are on our payrolls, to keep them employed and with a robust concert schedule, and that just plain disappeared.
And so for these people, the ones that you know, have they gotten jobs in other fields or are they still on idle?
Well, some of them have made some makeshift attempts at some other ways to make money. But, you know, the problem with, you know, people in the entertainment business, like a lot of segments of industry, is, you know, your training has been all these years. Myself, I've been in the live concert business for over 40 years. You know, it's not like I can go start to make supersonic jets over at Boeing tomorrow. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. This is what we've been trained for. Lighting technicians, sound engineers. I mean, these people, it's difficult to make a transition into another career. In fact, that's what we're hoping that with these grants, that we can help them along till we can come out of this pandemic so they don't have to leave the industry.
And in addition to all these grants you've been giving out, you're now putting on this big spectacular. Is this chiefly a way to raise more money to give out in these $1,000 payments?
It's a way to raise money, but it was also a way to raise awareness as to the live entertainment industry in St. Louis as a whole. Mm. This is a very vibrant concert market. It's a very vibrant live event business, from theatricals to music to sports. So it was a way for us to highlight and kind of explain all about these people that are behind the scenes, as well as raise awareness of how devastating it has been for them.
So you have scored some big names for this effort. In that trailer we played earlier alone, we saw Sammy Hagar, Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon. How did you get all these people on board?
Well, these are people that we've worked with over the years. I was with Contemporary Productions for over 25 years and have worked with Sammy Hagar and Kevin Cronin, and Paula Poundstone is also going to be on the special. The good news with these people is that it took one call to ask them if they would participate, and the answers were a resounding yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, as we were continuing to edit the special and getting ready for our deadline on the 12th, the phone was still ringing of people that wanted to be able to help and be able to participate. And we're still trying to accommodate them. We may have to come out with a version two, but
90 minutes is not enough, huh?
90 minutes is not enough. And it's been great to work with these people again. People like Sammy Hagar and Kevin Cronin and Paula Poundstone have been like friends and family for the last 30 years. And it's been great to have them back in St. Louis in a different format.
So is this almost like a Jerry Lewis kind of event where everybody gets their one moment, or is it more intertwined?
It's more intertwined. It's more of an entertainment special where we hear stories from business executives, like I said, Pat Hagan and Joe Edwards and Steve Shankman with Contemporary Productions. You know, we get to learn a little bit of some behind-the-scenes stories from them. As well as musical performances. We'll be having Kevin Cronin does I'm not going to give away the secret, but he does a version of one of his first songs he ever performed with REO Speedwagon that's fantastic. Hmm. But we have lots of different musical performances, some comedy, and so it becomes much more of an entertainment special versus a telethon.
Hmm. Well, we want to encourage people to check this out. This is going to drop a week from today, and you can get all the information at keeplivealivestl.org. And it is free to view this. You're just seeking donations, is that right?
Yes, and you know, we've had some great help with some corporate sponsors. We had Weber Chevrolet, George Weber stepped up to the plate. Ezra Brooks 99 has stepped up, which has been a great way to help us liquidate the cost of the special, because one of the things we did is we hired out-of-work people to help us with the special, mm-hmm. lighting people, stage hands, and it's been, they've helped us start to liquidate the cost of the special so we can gather the donations to make the grants.
Hmm. Well, it sounds like a great event, certainly a worthy cause, and Greg Hagland of Keep Live Alive St. Louis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate the time.
And again, we encourage you to check out keeplivealiveSTL.org. We'll also get that linked on our website. That's STLpublicradio.org. Now, before we take a little break here, I do have a quick note. Next week marks one full year since Missouri Governor Mike Parson declared a state of emergency amid the COVID-19 pandemic. And so on March 12th, we're planning a special edition of St. Louis on the Air devoted to reflections on the past year. We would love to hear yours. What have you found yourself grieving in recent months? What has brought you joy or strength? What has surprised you the most? Share your reflections by leaving us a brief voicemail. Please include your first name and where you're calling from. Call our dedicated voicemail line at 314-516-6397. Again, that's 314-516-NEWS. And if you'd prefer to write out your thoughts, you can email us. That's talk@stlpublicradio.org.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.